This is a very critical time in the battle against COVID-19 here in the state of Michigan. The number of cases is beginning to increase. You heard this in the news this morning. Governor Whitmer says we are closer to stepping back to phase three than we are to stepping forward toward phase five. This is concerning to a lot of people, including healthcare and business leaders from across Michigan. Joining us right now is the executive chairman of DTE Energy, Jerry Anderson. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you, Paul.
I appreciate you joining us. I know you're part of this coalition of business and healthcare leaders across Michigan warning that this is a dangerous time. Why be part of this coalition and why sound the warning bell now?
Well, we've seen two things happening. The first is that after a lot of hard work, our cases in Michigan bottomed out in early June. But have been on a steady rise ever since. And positivity, that percentage of people testing positive, is also rising. And we have been watching other states, the states that are spiking, and these are exactly the precursors that we saw there prior to the big upticks. The second thing that was concerning to us is that we thought we were seeing changes in behavior, relaxation of people's safety mindset, but we decided to do some polling to confirm that. And the polling that came back last week showed what we've been observing was in fact the case. About 40% of the state's residents say they're just less concerned about the virus than they were a month ago. And about half of the residents say they're conflicted or confused or casual about the health and safety guidelines. You know, when your mindset changes, you can expect results to follow soon. So the combination of those two caused us to come out and sound the alarm.
Well, I mean, we've seen it in people's behavior. We've seen the 4th of July party, that big gathering of people that were not keeping a safe social distance or wearing masks. And even though masks have now been mandated by executive order, there are still people that are very uncomfortable or will do their best to try to avoid wearing masks.
No, it's true, and it's been proven, hands down, as the most effective remedy here. So it's been seen in workplaces where if workers use masks, the spread stops. And if they don't, the spread occurs. We've seen it in our workplace at DTE. That is very clear. And so one of the simple things we can do for ourselves and for each other when we're out in places where we're around other people is just take the simple step to wear a mask. The other thing is what you pointed at. Everybody wants to socialize again. I certainly do. We're all tired of not being able to do that the way we used to, but we've got to do it smartly. And, you know, it's one thing to have a beer with six of your friends outside on the back deck, and it's another to be elbow to elbow with 160 out on the sandbar like we saw on 4th of July. Now, those events are big spread events, and they just don't make sense in the environment we're in. So we just have to keep a mindset that this virus is just looking for new homes, and we're their homes. And when we get sloppy, we give it the chance it's looking for, and eventually it can find its way to vulnerable people, which is where the real tragedies come.
What would it mean for Michigan to step back to phase three or even two? I mean, to take a step backward instead of a step forward in terms of battling COVID-19?
You know, if we were to have happen in Michigan what's happening in Texas or Georgia or Florida or Arizona, it would be so painful economically because you see in those states, in fact, California this morning in the news because they'd announced closure of restaurants, closures of a host of similar facilities, all in restaurant dining, shut down. Schools are not going to open in the fall in California. And you see other states making similar moves. We just do not want to have to go there in the state. And we don't have to if we, you know, take the simple steps to maintain our disciplines. So if we lose a handle on this by the choices we make, you know, we end up with a choice that I know the governor does not want to make, which is to have to step backward. And That's very clear in the statement she's making. She doesn't want to have to go there, which is why she's imploring everybody to just do your part, maintain discipline, and if all 10 million of us in Michigan do that, we can keep this virus in the box where it belongs.
We certainly want to do that. I've got to ask you, Jerry, has COVID-19 impacted the progress of the Blue Water Energy Center here in St. Clair County?
Well, we had to, when construction was shut down statewide, we certainly shut it down at the Blue Water Energy Center. When construction was enabled, we reopened it very carefully and worked with the contractor there to put in place very disciplined safety protocols, and we've been operating just fine. In fact, I have to tell you that workplaces that define and follow good safety protocols are not proving to be the problem. The problems come in places where people ignore the protocols, and increasingly in social settings. We have them also in congregate care facilities like nursing homes and prisons and so forth, but social events, especially social events with our younger citizens, so we're seeing a lot of cases emerge with citizens in their 20s. Those are the big new spike area, and we need to put a lid on those. They just aren't appropriate.
How do we go about doing that? I mean, I guess it's just through communicating the message that we need to be more careful.
I think it is. A lot of this is communication and mindset. So, you know, young people don't want to be the problem, but they do want to socialize. So I think we need to communicate to them a couple of things. You may feel bulletproof or invulnerable, but that's not the point. The point is that you become a spreader, and eventually from you it'll make its way into somebody who's middle-aged or older. And those are quite vulnerable populations. And even amongst the young, we've seen complications that I have a nephew who's got residual effects from this that are not good. And so I think we just need to educate the young that you've got a responsibility to play it safe and play it responsibly. And I think all of us talking and communicating will help make that the case.
Well, that's what we're doing this morning. And Jerry, we appreciate you adding your voice to the conversation. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to do it. Have a good one.
You too.